The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Well, let's get right to it. Two former employees of the National Restaurant Association have apparently accused presidential candidate Herman Cain of inappropriate behavior or even sexual harassment when Cain was the head of that association. Cain has been denying the allegations since the weekend when they were first reported by Politico.com. Here he is at the National Press Club yesterday in Washington, D.C.
I told you this bullseye on my back has gotten bigger. I have no idea. We have no idea the source of this witch hunt, which is really what it is. We have no idea.
Witch hunt? Well, Herman Cain went on the Fox News Network last night and had a virtually hour-long interview with Greta Van Susteren. Where does all this leave the Herman Cain campaign? Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. He was there for Cain's appearance at the National Press Club yesterday. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
Also on the line is Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush as well. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, John.
So, Ron, a quick assessment. Where does Cain stand, depending on how long these allegations continue to circle through the news cycle?
Well, you know, this harkens back to a day when I was early in college where Judge Clarence Thomas had accused the media and accused the Senate Judiciary Committee of engaging in a high-tech lynching. And I think this is the sort of 21st century version of what Justice Thomas had gone through. If the allegations are true, allegations by anonymous women, we don't know what their specific allegations are. We don't know the names of these women. We don't have anything to judge their credibility or assess the statements by. Then I think he's finished. If they're not true and they are simply allegations and they're simply unnamed, it brings to my mind whether a question is sort of in play here of, is there a double standard of a conservative black politician who's rising in the polls is hit with these allegations versus a sitting white president of a proven case of infidelity who is actually in the Oval Office. So either Cain's star is going to rise as a result of this from a sympathy factor, or he's going to fall if they're true.
All right. That question, perfectly articulated there by Ron Christie, let's just hold that in our mind and put to Todd Zwillick, who was at the National Press Club yesterday. I don't know if you saw the Fox News interview last night, Todd Zwillick, but listen to this. Here's an excerpt from it. Does this kind of disclosure by Herman Cain on Fox News last night help, do you think? Listen.
She was in my office one day, and I made a gesture saying, oh, and I was standing close to her, and I made a gesture, you are the same height as my wife, and brought my hand, didn't touch her, up to my chin and said, you're the same height as my wife because my wife comes up to my chin, my wife for 43 years. And that was put in there as something that made her uncomfortable as part of the sexual harassment charge.
Now, is he helping himself there, Todd Zwillick, or is he being degraded by this sort of media high-tech lynching thought that Ron Christie posed a moment ago?
Well, John, I think we will certainly get to the question of high-tech lynching and analogs to the Clarence Thomas experience with a prominent African-American nominee, you know, to a high-profile position in this country. We'll get to that. For right now, for yesterday, Herman Cain's appearance at the National Press Club yesterday was the last time he was consistent during an entire day of media appearances about what he knew, when he knew it, and what he may have done. At the National Press Club, Herman Cain said, I have never sexually harassed anyone, and I am not aware that any settlement has ever been made pursuant to it.
Referring to settlements that were made with the employees of the National Restaurant Association that were reported by NBC News and some other news outlets, right?
And Politico, two women who received settlements in the neighborhood of five figures when they left the organization pursuant to these complaints. Then he went on NewsHour with Jim Lehrer on PBS and answered a question he was asked about his behavior. Have you ever sexually harassed anyone or has your behavior ever been appropriate? He said, not in my opinion, but others may have viewed it differently. He left a lot of wiggle room that he did not leave in the afternoon. Then it was the evening, later in the evening, with Greta Van Susteren, a clip from which you just played, in which Herman Cain did talk about it, did acknowledge an incident, and also acknowledged that he did have knowledge that agreements were reached with one of the women, which is a different story, a very different story, not only from his statements earlier in the day, but from very clear statements that were made by his spokespeople over the weekend in comments to Politico and afterward. So we will get to the questions of what this means when a high-profile African-American candidate or nominee is in front of the country and what a high-tech lynching is. For now, Herman Cain is stuck in a loop of inconsistency and has not yet gotten his story straight about what happened, what he may have done, and what he knew and when he knew it about settlements pursuant to those things.
That's Todd Zwillick, also with us, Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies. You know, Ron, I really resist the idea that race has anything to do with this. To a certain extent, the allegations are serious, and as you say, if it turns out that they are true, that in itself could derail his campaign. But really, so far, it's been his own handling and his going back and forth and his I don't remembers and, oh, I do kind of remember and my memory is coming back to me. That's been his biggest problem.
So, Les, I don't disagree with your comment there. My only concern, and I hate to use precedent, and it's the recovering lawyer in me, but the last time that we saw a very prominent African-American put before a significant position, in this case a justice in the Supreme Courtship, associate justiceship of the Supreme Court, it's the allegations from years ago. It's the person who's brought out from obscurity from charges from a decade or so ago.
Right. But, Ron, maybe it's not Clarence Thomas that most Americans, and I'm a recovering voter here who voted for Bill Clinton, maybe it's the Clinton thing. Maybe because this is presidential, people look at this business with Herman Cain and see the flip-flops that Todd Zwillick is talking about, and they just kind of go, oh, no, not that again. No. And they just back away in droves. And that's a politically significant sort of strategy question for someone like you, Ron.
Oh, I agree with you on that. I think Todd's analysis was spot on the mark. I think this exposes the true weakness of Herman Cain as a candidate, regardless of whether or not these allegations are true. He doesn't seem to have a specific set of concrete, of bedrock, that he's standing in. Here's my position. Come hell or the highway, here's where I stand. Here's where I think. Here's where I want to move the country. It seems to be sort of a zigzag. This is my position today. This is my position this hour. As a political candidate, taking the race and taking the other aspects away, I think it really exposes a significant weakness of him as a viable political candidate. And regardless of how he sort of pulls out of this, I think people are going to assess Herman Cain, the candidate and potential president, in an entirely different light, and one that I think will ultimately doom his candidacy.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and Todd Zwillick. I was going to give you the last word, Todd, but there's no time. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with it. Look, let's just remember Barack Obama, that Clarence Thomas was not the last time we had a prominent African-American on the scene.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.